Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Preps Today with John Millay. Normally, you would be greeted by the voice of Jim Suhan. He's not here today. Poor Jim is down at the Masters in Augusta, where he always does a great job of covering that tournament. So I am John Millay. This is Preps Today. We want to welcome a new sponsor this week, Beta Bay Boat Club. We're really thrilled that they're part of our show. We're coming to you from the Aquarius Home Services studio. And I am not alone today. I'm not flying solo. A good friend of mine has joined us, Jace Frederick from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Easy for me to say, Jace. What are you up to today, Jace? It's a beautiful day. We're talking on Wednesday afternoon. It's maybe the best day of the spring we've had. I'm sitting indoors. I guess you are too.
Yeah, I am. Not only to do this, but as you know, I cover high schools for the Pioneer Press and also Timberwolves, and there's a certain sale dispute going on right now, and that's always there really is. Fun stuff to cover. you know, just like billions of dollars being thrown around. Yeah. And the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, had a few comments on it, so I was just writing that up.
Before I saw that here, today. So. Did he say the NBA has no role in this?
Yeah, basically said everything, they will just let everything play out in arbitration, and the NBA has no real hand in it.
That's good to know. I mean, it's between Glenn Taylor and A-Rod and what's the other guy's name? The other
Mark Lowry.
Lowry. It's quite a story. It's you know, and I'm no high finance guy, but there's a lot of money being talked, billions of dollars being talked about here. And I don't have you had a sense from being at Target Center how the fans are feeling about this?
You know, what's funny is that you see a lot more opinions and discussion and outrage or everything on social media. And then when you walk into Target Center, it is not a thing. They literally couldn't. I don't really hear it discussed by anybody. There's no like chants or anything like that. So like most things in this world, most of the discourse is taking place on like Twitter.
Yep. And as we know, Twitter and social media is not real life. We don't know that by now. That's for sure. Well, let's talk about you, Jace Frederick. You're not a Minnesotan. Neither am I. I'm from Iowa. You're a Wisconsin boy. You didn't grow up far away, but tell us where you grew up and what life was like for you as a kid. I'm sure you were a sports fan.
Yeah. So just literally 15 minutes from the bridge, River Falls, Wisconsin. So, you know, basically, you know, watched all of the local Twin Cities news, all of that stuff. Felt like growing up in Minnesota, just not in terms of the border, not in terms of the zip code. But yeah, I definitely was huge into sports. Loved all of them, loved playing them, loved watching them. Honestly, even as like a kid, I was probably weird enough to where I'd rather watch it than play it. And then like the next day, like read the newspaper about it, what I just watched. So this is always kind of what I knew that I wanted to do because I really liked writing and I really like sports. So this just seemed like a really logical conclusion. And it's just kind of worked out where all the way through, like there weren't too many bumps in the road and found my way here.
What were you doing before you got to the Pioneer Press?
Yeah, so I worked at a weekly, it was two weekly papers within the same company, the Woodbury Bulletin and the South Washington County Bulletin, which is like more of the Cottage Grove area. Those unfortunately do not exist any longer. Yeah. But, you know, like a year, maybe just over a year there at those. And like, that was really good experience. Just like covering, you know, putting out your own section, kind of designing it, doing your photos, doing the writing, and just like building a bunch of connections with a bunch of different coaches, players, parents, all that stuff. Like I had a lot of fun there. And obviously it's cool for me that I still get to cover like your Parks, your East Ridge, your Woodbury, even New Life Academy where I did build some of those connections and there were a lot of relationships. So that's been a cool part to kind of carry that forward in this job.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for experience at a small paper. You know, I worked at the biggest newspaper in Iowa, the biggest newspaper in Arizona, and then the Star Tribune, the biggest paper in Minnesota. But I learned as much or more in a year and a half at the Ottumwa Courier in southern Iowa. You know, the sports department was one other person and me. Mm. And, you know, my title was sports editor, so I was in charge of me and one other guy. Boy, did we have fun, but we didn't sleep much. It was a PM paper, so I was in there very early in the morning putting the sports section together and then maybe squeeze in a nap and then go to games at night. But, boy, if you don't do it, it doesn't get done. So that's a great way to learn, and I think most of us have done that. And so you do a lot of different things at the Pioneer Press. I mean, you mentioned the Timberwolves. That's one of your big things, but also high school sports. How do you do those two things? And they're not, there's not billions of dollars involved in high school sports, like with an NBA team, but what do you enjoy about both of those beats?
Yeah, I think like it's for high schools, it really is like just the joy of competition. Like, and yeah, that exists in the NBA. Like, you know, every athlete all the way up enjoys competition and like winning, losing, all that stuff. And even like the team camaraderie and whatnot. But like the bonds you see at the high school level, and I would say like, especially like when you get to like state track, state wrestling, whatever the case may be, like watching like the joy of like an athlete taking like sixth in the 100 meters they set like their new personal best. It's just always to me like the coolest thing. Like, did they win? No. But do they feel like they won? Yeah. Because that's the best they've ever done. You know, like, and like that is, you know, obviously we see all these great athletes in high school and they go on and do awesome things. That's fun to follow their careers. But like, those are the moments where like cross country, like watching somebody like look like just pass out because they gave everything they could as they crossed that finish line and then get up and like, kind of loopy looking, but just smiling because it was a new personal best. Like, I love watching athletes across the spectrum in high school sports. And I that will never get old to me. I mean, the joy of the state champs and everything, but like just seeing like people literally just enjoying the fact that they know how much work they put in and they just did their best at the most important time for them.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's nothing like it. Yesterday, I was up in St. Cloud. I posted a story earlier today about Bob Karn, who's just begun his 53rd season as the baseball coach at St. Cloud Cathedral. He's 82 years old. And to spend some time with him and his team before, during, and after the game, seeing this 82-year-old relate to these, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-olds, it's really remarkable. You know, those kids know how lucky they are, and they know what a super guy Bob is. And it's just getting to know people like that is just such a cool deal, and write about them. Now, when you and I see each other in person, it's usually at a state tournament. We're in the press box at the XL Center, or we're there for wrestling or volleyball, or we're at the basketball tournaments. And that's where you and I get to hang out. It's always fun. And we won't talk about off the record stuff we talk about, but we have a blast. There's nothing like it. We like to sit off by ourselves and be segregated from the rest of normal humanity, but it is fun. Hey, let's talk about the Timberwolves. Now the season is winding down. I mean, this has the makings, especially if everybody's healthy. Doesn't this have the makings of a pretty good postseason? Knock on wood.
I mean, there's in the Western Conference, there is no team that you could make a strong argument is definitely better than the Timberwolves. And that is, and you know, right now the thing about the West this year is, you know, nobody's bad either. Like there are going to be teams that finish like seventh in the West that with their win total would have been third in the West last year. But like the Wolves are, they've been at the top of the conference like all year. They have the best defense in the NBA by about a mile. Offensively, they're clicking better now than they have at any other point in the year. And there'll be a tough out at any point. And at that point, when you're going to be a tough out at any point, you could go all the way. Like, that is a realistic possibility a Minnesota team could contend for a title, which has not happened in, you know, a long time. Like, it's literally been the Lynx and nobody else, you know?
And that's
literally been it. They're really good. They don't have a lot of weaknesses. They don't have a lot of holes. They've been really consistent. Like, of all the things you look for in like a championship team, other than like the pedigree of having done it in the past and having players that have done it in the past, outside of that, there's really no reason to think that they couldn't make a run really all the way even to like an NBA finals. I know that's scary for people to say, but like they will be right there in any series.
It's a blast. It's a blast. You know, I go back to the Kevin Garnett days when I helped cover the team at the Star Tribune. Boy, when your NBA team is really rolling, that place is so much fun in Target Center. So we wish them luck. We'll keep our eyes on them. You'll be writing about them. That'll be cool. Let's again thank our newest sponsor here at the Bay to Bay Boat Club.
Bay to Bay Boat Club offers a limited number of season-long memberships in our private club and half-day or full-day pontoon boat rentals on Lake Minnetonka. Members have the opportunity to play on luxurious pontoon boats as well as a variety of well-appointed deck boats, speed boats, and offshore boats. Our daily pontoon boats are deluxe, custom-built boats with many amenities and comfortable seating for up to 14 people. Bay to Bay Boat Club, Country Club Boating. 24 years in business and voted Minnesota's best 3 years in a row. Please visit us at betabayboatclub.com for more information. We look forward to welcoming you this summer.
Let's talk about the Pizza Barn in Princeton, Minnesota. Jim and I did the show last week from the Pizza Barn. Had a fabulous time. We hadn't been there in way too long. Had a great experience, as we always do. I brought home most of an unbelievably fantastic sausage pizza, courtesy of Jody Stay and her crew at the Pizza Barn. It's easy to get to if you're driving north or south on 169, right in the heart of downtown Princeton. Definitely worth the trip. Let's talk about the April pizza of the month. It's the Cajun Po' Boy. Chef Shorty got his creativity going on this one. He's using his own remoulade sauce, Cajun spice shrimp, his own croutons. It's really good. Get that and anything on the menu. Dine in, take and bake. They'll deliver. That's all month long, all through April. You can get the Cajun Po' Boy. Again, way to go. Thank you to our friend Jody Stay and the whole crew at the Pizza Barn in Princeton. They've been part of this podcast for 5 years, and we couldn't be prouder. Okay, we throw in Jim in there then, Brandon, for the others. Okay, are we ready to resume? Okay. I got a few short items here, Jace. I'm going to mention a few set pieces we do. One is coming up this Sunday, the Minnesota State High School League Hall of Fame induction. Every other year this happens. So Sunday at the Intercontinental St. Paul Riverfront Hotel, there'll be 12 inductees. If you want tickets, go to mshsl.org. I think we're going to have, it sounds like right around 300 people there. This is just a cool event. It's a lunch and then kind of the formal inductions up on a stage. There are four athletes being inducted. This is a heck of a list. Lindsey Whalen, Chris Winkie, Trevor Laws, and Holly Manthai. My buddy Mike Bialka, former sports editor of the Brainerd Dispatch, he's going in the media category, and there's a bunch of great coaches, administrators, and others. It's going to be a great time. I want to thank the media. I don't have a thank a ref this week, but I'm going to thank the media. Of course, thank Jace Frederick for being on our show. And during the Boys State basketball tournaments, the high school league honored two longtime media members with the Outstanding Media Service Award from the high school league. Congrats to Jim Birkemeyer of ADA. And somebody you know, Jay, Stuart Grosskreutz of, is that it? Stuart pronounces his name? Grosskreutz?
That's probably it. I never asked him how, I always just call him, I always just call him Stu. Stu. In my head, I always just said it was Stu Grosskreutz, but I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't either. I've never tried to pronounce Stu's last name, but he's the outstanding newspaper guy in Stillwater. I've hung out with Jim up in Ada, and obviously you and I know Stu real well. Both quality people, real professionals. Congratulations to them on their Outstanding Media Service Award. And we'll wrap up the show like we do every week with our latest most valuable teammate. Salome Knightem is a senior basketball player at Legacy Christian in Andover. She genuinely cares for her teammates' well-being. Her attitude is consistently positive, regardless of how much time she spends in the game. She has become a nurturing big sister to all of her younger teammates, and the team is so much better and happier because she's part of the team. Congrats to Salome Knightem of Legacy Christian Academy on being a most valuable player. So, hey, Jace, let's wrap it up with what do you got on tap here? You got any high school assignments coming up? I know you're tied into the Timberwolves pretty well right now. What's the next week or two look like for you?
Yeah, I think as far as like the high schools go, there is certainly like starting to dig into some spring features right now. I'm also get in the process here of getting going on South St. Paul's efforts to name the field after Jim Carter. So that'll be I've kind of been looking forward to. I know that's kind of getting to the point where it's inching towards some action there. So that'll be fun. And then, yeah, just like it is fun to get out in spring. It's more of like a relaxed atmosphere as you get out to the practices and whatnot. The weather's nice. People just like being outside. And like, I know as the year goes on, it really cranks up like the intensity of like, you know, section, state and whatnot. But like at this time of year, like people just like being outside and playing like, you know, track, baseball, softball, lacrosse, whatever. Like it's fun to just go to those practices because everybody's just kind of happy to be outside.
You're right. And you and I talked about this. You know, you go to those winter state tournaments, and it is hectic, and you're indoors, and there are big crowds, and it's screaming. And then we transition into spring sports, where by and large we're outside. It's peaceful. It's calm. It's quite a difference, but they're both equally fun. So I'll let you go, my friend. I'll see you out here on the beat sometime. But appreciate you, Jace Frederick from the Pioneer Press. And Jim will be back with us next week. Thanks, everybody.